The state pension reduction could significantly reduce your income in retirement once you start taking your pension. How do I know? Well, I've just put in my notice on my job with a view to retiring. My pension statements have come through with significant reductions from the point I get my state pension. Now, if you're due to receive a defined benefit pension of retirement, then I'd advise that you do check to see whether your scheme will apply a state pension reduction. So what is one? What's a state pension reduction? Well, it's also known as a clawback, and it's applied to some private sector defined benefit pensions, also known as final salary pensions at state pension age. It's usually the case that you'll take your defined benefit pensions before your state pension age, a bit like I have. So you'll start off receiving a certain amount from the scheme. And if the scheme does operate a state pension reduction like mine, then when you reach state retirement pension age, the scheme will reduce your pension by a proportion of the state pension that you start to receive. For example, I start to receive my defined pension at the age of 55. Well, now, the income I receive from the scheme is going to be £8,860 per year. And at 65, there'll be a state pension reduction of £1,840, which means going forward, I'll only get £7,020 per year. I mean, I'll be entitled to the state pension, but my defined benefit pension has been cut significantly. Now, this type of practice is perfectly legal and it's used by many of the older pension schemes. And it should be stated in the scheme rules, but many, like me, will not have understood or simply forgotten about it. I mean, I left that pension scheme in 2011. So when I was told when I started paying into it in 1999, I've forgotten by now. There are various campaigns out there trying to get this type of practice abolished in defined benefit pensions. And if you're impacted by state pension reduction, then it'll be a case of having planned your retirement on the basis of actually receiving a certain amount of income and then realizing that partway through, it's going to be cut. So your plans may need to change. So what can you do? If you're in the same situation as me with my state pension reduction, if you've already started receiving it, then there's not much you can do about it, really. Unfortunately, you know, that's the way it is. If it's already started, there's nothing you do about it other than maybe campaign and force the schemes to change the rules. However, if you haven't yet started taking the defined benefit pension, then there may be a couple of options for you. I mean, option one is your scheme may offer you a lower starting income and then not reduce it when you hit state pension age. And that'll give you at least some clarity over your future. Or option two is a transfer of your defined benefit pension into some kind of personal pension or SIP, which you can then withdraw from as and when you like. I mean, if you choose option two, that does put you back in control. You'll need to request something called a cash equivalent transfer value from the scheme. And the scheme will offer you a lump sum transfer in exchange for giving up your defined benefit pension. And you must do this before you reach the normal scheme retirement age. You then end up with a pot of money sitting at a personal pension, and you can then withdraw as much as you like, subject to tax. And this is not really popular, this kind of section option, for a reason, really. Defined benefit pensions offer real good certainty, and private pensions, you actually can't move out of them, larger ones, without actually getting formal advice from a financial advisor. And I think that's a good thing, actually, because you can end up losing a lot when you move from a defined benefit pension into a defined contribution pension, particularly if the markets are unfavorable when you do it. I mean, your new personal pension will then be invested and could go down as well as up. You know, the more money you take out, the more chance your pension pot could actually run out before, you know, you do. Now, the first option which I talk to is to ask for a lower starting position and then have no drop when you reach retirement age. And this is the option I've gone for. So I'm retiring now at 55 and my annual pension will drop by about £800 every year. instead of 1,840 when I hit 65. Yeah, I did mean 65, not 67. This is because the reduction runs from the normal retirement age at the time you left the pension scheme, which for me was 65. Now, I don't get my state retirement pension until 67. So I'd have had two really difficult years there between 65 and 67. My situation is not going to be identical to yours, but it is worth checking if any of your defined benefits include this estate pension reduction or clawback. Now, you may have heard of something called the leveler pension. Now, I think this is different. It's an option that some pension schemes offer that allow you to receive a higher pension up until the date you retire and then drop your pension when you reach state pension age. And so an example might be, you retire at 60 and you get a choice from your employer to either have £10,000 a year every year until you die or have £15,000 a year for the first 7 years until you're 67 and then they'll drop what they pay you to £4,000, add that onto your state pension and you're still getting over £15,000 a year. So that means it's level. Now, I say this is different because it's an option that's offered and you can accept it or not. Whereas the state pension reduction is actually built into the scheme at the start. And it's not really an option. It's just in there. So anyway, what I've agreed is to take a lower pension at the beginning and have no drop when I reach 65. Okay, because I really prefer to know where I am now, to be honest, rather than suddenly, you know, in 11, 10, 12 years' time, suddenly have a real drop in income like that when my state pension starts. You know, my plans didn't include that beginning, so I've gone for the option to start on a lower pension and have no drop going through. But yeah, the idea of this really is for you to check with your pension scheme, just see if it applies to you, and don't be like me and let it come as a shock when you've actually put your notice in with work already. Well, thanks for listening, everyone, and I'll see you on the next one. Cheers.